yeah. you by this table, yeah. you enacted the new covenant.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord, the covenant yes. that brings in the Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, ministry of yes. Spirit and life.
Amen.
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 Amen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Covenant.
Amen.
Oh, by your blood.
Amen.
Ministering spirit and life.
Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, in this covenant you requested to us.
Amen.
All that you've done.
Amen.
All that you are.
Amen.
All that you have.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Inheriting son.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, inherit all your blessings.
Amen.
Oh, we are here this morning.
Amen.
Oh, being one spirit with you.
Amen.
And more spirit and more life.
Amen.
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 Yes. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing of the Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the riches of our Savior.
Amen.
So unsearchable, immense.
Amen. All the fullness of the Godhead I may now experience.
Amen.
All the riches.
Amen. All the riches.
Amen.
Christ my Savior has for me.
Amen.
How unsearchable their measure.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, brothers and sisters, these riches are all embracing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, life and light.
Amen.
Wisdom, power, healing, comfort.
Amen.
Treasures rich of God's delight.
Amen.
Amen.
Treasures rich of God's delight.
Amen.
God's redemption.
Amen.
Full salvation.
Amen.
Oh, and his resurrection power.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, they are sanctified.
Amen.
They are glorified.
Amen.
And all transcending.
Amen.
Every hour.
Amen.
Even now.
This very hour.
Amen.
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 Our spirit is so available.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, praise
breathe
the Lord.
Into us this morning.
Amen.
I just want to breathe you in.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Life.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the riches,
me, how unsearchable their measure, yet my full reality. God's redemption, full salvation, and his resurrection power, sanctifying, glorifying, all transcending every hour. Oh, the riches, oh, the riches, Christ my Savior has for me. How unsearchable their measure, yet my full reality. Oh, the riches of my Savior, and possessions, now my spirit doth enthrall. Oh, the riches, oh, the riches, Christ my Savior has for me. How unsearchable their measure, yet my full reality. Oh, the riches of my Savior, Christ my Savior has for me. How unsearchable their measure, yet my full reality. May I know these countless riches, Christ's experience in full, and with others may I share them in their content bountiful. Christ my Savior has for me. How unsearchable their measure, yet my full reality.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. How unsearchable their measure,
Amen.
Yet my full reality.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. This morning to take in all the riches,
that's right.
Oh, by eating you and drinking.
Amen.
We like to know these boundless riches.
Amen.
You experienced in full.
Amen.
And with others may we share them.
Amen.
And their content bountiful.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you this morning. We know this reality.
Amen.
We can know your riches.
Amen.
Even we've been brought into the share of these riches.
Amen.
We're sharing them with the saints this morning.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And you are searching for riches to become our reality.
Amen.
Oh, we are here to remember you.
Amen.
Oh, by eating and drinking of you.
Yes.
Christ become our reality.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Lord, the riches are overflowing in our being.
Amen.
Lord, as we come to your table to remember you,
Amen.
All that you opened up to us,
Amen.
Praise you and thank you, Lord.
Amen.
That's right.
Take
of them, Lord.
Amen.
So rich.
Amen.
Right, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We're partakers.
Amen.
Yeah, thank you. You're ministering.
Amen.
All the riches.
Amen.
Ministering the bread and the wine.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, you minister and we enjoy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Accomplished.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord, we enjoy all that you accomplish.
Amen.
Thank you for laying down your life for us on the cross.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for resurrecting and ascending.
Amen.
Oh, now you're blessing us with all that you are.
Amen.
You're the unsearchably rich Christ.
Amen.
You're the Father's
Amen.
Delight.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
You, Lord Jesus.
That's right.
Died.
Amen.
He went through the process.
Amen.
He became the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
But the spirit that gives life.
Amen.
You enlighten all of us.
Amen.
Oh, we are incorporated in yeah. you.
Amen.
Oh, this morning we are in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This morning we're in Christ.
Amen.
We're one with you.
Amen.
Thanking you for going through the process.
Amen.
Oh, to bring us to join
Amen.
To you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you for your body broken.
Amen.
Amen. Broken for us is good food.
Amen.
Oh, food.
Lord, thank you if you were the Father.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Number
204.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Gathering in thy name, Lord Jesus, losing sight of all but thee.
Wondrous singing.
Amen.
Oh, when we see thee as thou art.
Amen.
Oh, your blessed name, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Brings the sweetest music to God's heart.
Amen.
Oh, Lord
Jesus.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you at your table. We see you as you are.
Amen.
Our all-inclusive God-given portion.
Amen.
Oh, you're the portion of the saints in the light.
Amen.
Lord, thank you. We have a place at this table.
Amen.
We just like God to enjoy you thoroughly.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for your table.
Amen.
You're the Father's delight.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Becoming our delight.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Blessed Lord, our hearts would treasure all the Father's thoughts of thee.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Pulling up our hearts to thee.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Let's continue to enjoy the Lord's dearness and his nearness with 539.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're here this morning admiring and enjoying.
Amen.
His marvelous availability.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Lord, you're subjective and available.
Amen.
Amen. Because you are the Spirit.
Amen.
How dear and real to us.
Amen.
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 We enjoy that marvelous
availability.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, you are so ready.
Amen.
You are so sufficient.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, what a rich supply.
Amen.
Amen.
All our needs, both great and small.
Amen.
Thou art the rich supply.
Amen.
So ready and sufficient.
Amen.
Oh, you are so ready and so sufficient.
Amen.
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 Amen. For praise us now Lord. To apply.
Amen. 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 Oh Lord, thou art in me as life and everything to me. Subjective and available, thus I experience thee. Oh Lord, thou art the Spirit.
Heart and mind, my conduct,
his reality.
Amen.
Our being saturated.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Father, thank you for your Son.
That's right.
Oh, as the Spirit of life with our spirit.
Amen.
Saturating us with reality.
Amen.
Leading us into the full sonship. Thank you, Father, for qualifying us for such a portion.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Thank you, Father, for qualifying each one for a portion.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You are the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for the ministry of the Spirit, not of the letter.
Amen.
Spirit,
amen.
Oh, who gives life to us?
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Lord, he made us sufficient as ministers of a new covenant.
Amen.
Not of the letter that kills,
amen.
But of the Spirit that gives life.
Amen.
That's right.
You are our begetting Father.
Amen.
Thank you for causing us to be alive.
Amen.
Oh, to be your many sons.
That's right.
Oh, inheriting all that you are.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, you're not our law-giving God.
Amen.
Oh, but a begetting Father. Amen.
You are all begetting Father.
Amen.
Oh, through your Son.
Amen.
We have the divine life.
Amen.
Thank you for your dear Son.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Feel your Son in us.
Amen.
Life in yourself.
Amen.
Became a life-giving Spirit.
That's right.
Pour your life into us.
Amen.
Thank you for sending the Son.
Amen.
In your name.
Amen.
As the Spirit.
Amen.
Because of this, we're one with you.
Amen.
We have the riches.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Father. Your love reached us.
Amen.
Your love reached us in the Son.
Amen.
As the Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. You're one with us.
That's right.
We'll be one with you.
Amen.
Are becoming our fullness.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
Therefore, we say thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
The saints in the light.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. How about hymn 7?
Father.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You for blessing us with every spiritual blessing.
Amen.
Heavenly in Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Hymn 7. Glory to the Father.
Amen. Amen.
Glory, glory to the Father. Praise the Father who has purpose.
we give you the glory.
Father, we give you the glory this morning.
Amen.
Thank you for our life union with you.
Amen.
You are our begetting Father.
Amen.
We are your many sons.
Amen.
The begotten Amen. Sons praise you this morning.
That's right.
We adore you this morning, Father.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Fully accomplish your ministry.
Amen.
So we come to week 8, and we'd like to get into the Word a little bit. This week, brothers and sisters, many things were made clear regarding the ministry. If we had any question, what is the ministry? Do I have a part in this ministry? What's the goal of the ministry? Do we receive other ministries? Read every day this week, and you'll be clear about all those questions. Well, I hope some of that comes out this morning in our sharing. So right now, let's go ahead and read the verses for the week. We can read day by day, and then we'll go back and grab one of the verses, and we can pray over that verse. Okay, so we can read in groups of twos, by ones, the whole row. Okay, so let's go ahead and take day one.
For he was numbered among us, and was allotted his portion of this ministry, to take the place of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place.
Therefore, having this ministry, as we have been shown mercy, we do not lose heart, but you be sober in all things, suffer evil, do the work of the evangelist, fully accomplish your ministry.
Yes.
Who has also made us efficient as ministers of the new covenant, ministers not of the letter, but of the Spirit.
Amen.
For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
Amen.
I give thanks to him who empowers me, Christ Jesus our Lord, that he has counted me faithful, appointing me to the ministry.
Amen. Amen.
But I consider my life of no account, as it precious to myself, in order that I may finish my course and the ministry which I have received from the Lord Jesus to solemnly testify the gospel of the grace of God. And having greeted them, he related them one by one the things which God did among the Gentiles through his ministry.
Amen. Amen.
Now I beseech you, brothers, through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be attuned in the same mind and in the same opinion, for the perfecting of the saints, unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
And he himself gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as shepherds and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray, read one verse. Oh, yeah, good. Just one verse.
Amen.
So, one verse. Let's go back to day 2, 2 Corinthians 4:1. Okay? Therefore, having this ministry,
As we have been shown mercy, we do not lose heart.
Amen. So when we pray read, we could pray read together. We could repeat pray read, but also let's try to mix our faith with this verse. That means pray the verse. Turn it into prayer.
Amen.
All right? Amen.
Amen.
Therefore, amen. Amen. Having this ministry.
Amen.
Therefore, having this ministry.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this ministry.
Amen.
Having this ministry.
Amen.
Having this ministry.
Amen.
This ministry.
Amen.
Oh, what a
praise
treasure.
The Lord, we have this ministry.
We have this ministry.
Amen.
We have this ministry.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We have been shown mercy.
Amen.
We have been shown mercy.
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 Mercy.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We've been shown mercy.
Amen.
We do not lose heart.
Amen.
We do not lose heart.
Amen.
Amen.
We do not lose heart.
Amen.
We do not lose heart.
Amen.
In this ministry, we do not lose heart.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have been shown mercy. Amen.
Right? Therefore, we do not lose heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah for this ministry.
Amen.
Amen. So we've completed the portion, right? The book here. And we're in week 8. Week 8, the final week. And praise the Lord. The title of this week is Fully Accomplish Your Ministry.
Amen.
And that is also the ending of the title for the entire conference.
Right.
Or the intro, I believe. Being a vessel unto honor, mm-hmm. a fully equipped man of God by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus. What? To fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. Boy, I like that. To fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. Okay, so I'm going to look at the clock, and it's a little bit before 8. That means I have to end a little bit past 9, right? So I'm going to... It's very difficult. Right? Amen. Praise the Lord. So what's nice is this week there are 3 Roman numerals. Right? The first Roman numeral tells us that in the universe there is one unique ministry. Right? And in the second Roman numeral, it says in this one unique ministry, there are many ministers that have a personal ministry. And this personal ministry is a portion of the one unique ministry.
Right.
And then finally, this ministry, this unique ministry,
right.
is to accomplish the unique intention of the processed and consummated triune God, which is to build up the body of Christ.
Amen.
He has one unique intention,
yes.
and he has one unique ministry,
Amen.
Right? One unique goal, and that is the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
It's so good. The first verse listed is Acts 1:17. And Acts 1:17 says, speaking of... the one who was numbered among the disciples that was taken away, it says that they had to pick another one. He was allotted a portion of this ministry. That means a portion
a place, right? In the Church of Jesus, there's a place for you. Yeah. Well, in the unique ministry, there is a place for you.
Amen.
It shows that this ministry is a corporate ministry,
yes.
Right? And the source of this ministry, it says, it references Acts 1:8. It says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. It says here, the footnote, it says, those who bear a living testimony of the resurrected and ascended Christ in life, differing from preachers who merely preach doctrines. This is to be a witness. We receive power to be a witness. That is to bear the living testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord carried out his ministry on the earth in the Gospels. Then in his ascension, he would carry out his ministry in the heavens through these martyrs or witnesses in his resurrection life and with his ascension. This is the consummation of his ministry in the New Testament. Isn't it wonderful? Christ in his ascension, he was made both Lord and Christ. He is carrying out his ministry through the witnesses on the earth.
Amen.
Then on the next page or the next footnote in 17:1, it says, referring to the ministry that bears the testimony of Jesus through the apostle, or though the apostles were 12 in number, their ministry was uniquely one.
Yeah.
This ministry, a corporate ministry, in the principle of the body of Christ, all the apostles carried out the same ministry to bear the testimony, not of any religion, doctrine, or practice, but uniquely of the incarnated, resurrected, and ascended Jesus Christ, who is the Lord of all.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah for this one corporate ministry.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
In 2 Corinthians 4:1, Paul says, having this ministry, we have been shown mercy. We do not lose heart.
Amen.
Right? We do not lose heart because we participate in this one corporate ministry. This one corporate ministry produces patterns. Firstly, it was the pattern of the Lord Jesus. Then there was the pattern of the apostles, right? And some folks believe that the ministry stops with the apostles and the prophets and the evangelists and the shepherds and teachers. But we know from Ephesians 4, 11 and 12 that the work of these ones, the work of the gifted members, is to perfect the saints unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ. Right? So all the saints have a part in this ministry. Actually, the gifted members don't build up the body of Christ directly. Right? The gifted members perfect the saints who do the direct work of building, right? This is amazing. We're perfected unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Point C, says he has made us sufficient. He's made us sufficient by ministering the Spirit and all that he is as the Spirit into us.
Amen.
Our sufficiency is of God, right? It's not of ourselves.
Amen.
And then in Roman numeral 2, it says, although the foregoing verses reveal that the ministry in the New Testament is corporate, certain other verses indicate that the ministry is also personal. In Colossians 4:17, speaking of Archippus, it says, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you fulfill it.
Amen.
Archippus had a ministry, and in the same principle, we all have a ministry.
Amen.
We want to take heed that we would fulfill it. And then in 2 Timothy 4:5, Paul charges Timothy to fully accomplish his ministry. And this ministry is to be a living pattern of the Lord Jesus, right? To be a living testimony of Jesus, that through his death and resurrection, we would impart life to one another. This is the only kind of ministry that can counter the decline in the churches that's prophesied in 2 Timothy. And then we can see in 1.4 here, it says, as we have seen all the ministries of the members of the body added together equal the corporate ministry. The sum of the parts equals the whole. Praise the Lord for every indispensable member of the body of Christ. And then finally, Roman numeral 3, for the perfecting of the saints unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
The many gifted persons in verse 11 have only one ministry. That is to minister Christ for the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
This is the unique ministry in the New Testament economy.
Yes.
Not directly, but by perfecting the saints. The perfecting of the saints is unto the work of the ministry. And the work of the ministry is unto the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
There is one unique ministry. That's why the Apostle Paul charges, right, in Philippians, to think the same thing and to speak the same thing. But we speak the same thing from many different angles, right? We all function for the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
So now's our opportunity, right, to speak of the Christ that has been infused into us from all the different angles of our experience.
Amen.
Okay, let's start. What are we waiting for?
Waiting on you.
You're waiting on me. Okay. Taiwan hasn't sat down yet, so the timer hasn't started. Johnny, what is the one thing that I do too much of? What's the one thing? I always say it. Mark, you remember? No. Oh, come on. You know it. I read too much. That's my humble brag. Johnny says that's my humble brag. I read too much. So I want to read you something. The smallest component of the human body is a cell. What is a cell? Cells are the basic building blocks of all living things. The human body is composed of trillions of cells. They provide structure for the body, take in nutrients from food, convert those nutrients into energy, and carry out specialized functions.
Right.
Cells also contain the body's hereditary material and can make copies of themselves.
Wow.
What? So, my impression this week, right, because a lot of times we can be focused on ourself. And when you read, fully accomplish your ministry, Brian, come on, right? Get it together, right? Let's go. But I'm just going to read a couple of sections or portions from the different days. Day 2, God's new covenant contains God's economy. To carry out this economy requires much work, and that work is the ministry. Day 3, we should not think that only the apostles are sufficient as ministers of the new covenant. We all are ministering ones, and God has made us competent to minister. God has made us competent ministers, not of a covenant of letters, but of a covenant of the Spirit. Therefore, whatever we preach or teach should be a word constituted of the Spirit. Day 4, mentioning of other ministries that build up other things. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, was it not in your name that we prophesied, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name did many works of power? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. And so sometimes the other teachings produce a cancer, right, within the body. And the immune system can overcome some of these things, but actually the cancer can overpower the immune system.
That's right.
So what do we need, saints? When I say that we all should minister the same thing, I mean that we should all speak the same thing according to the new way of the New Testament. Amen. This one thing is the recovery of Christ as life and everything to us for the building up of the local churches. I hope that in the coming years, many of the young people will speak of Christ for the building up of the body. I have no intention of being the only one to minister. On the contrary, I expect the Lord to raise up many more to carry out the one unique ministry. We all have a part in this ministry, which is one ministry with different functions, different angles, and different aspects. You have your part, and I have mine. When we have all the functions and aspects, we have the one ministry of the body. Last thing, day six. The unique work of building up the body of Christ is the responsibility, not mainly of the gifted ones, but of all the saints.
All the saints.
Both the gifted ones, including the leading apostles, and all the believers, including even the smallest member, work together to build up the body. So saints, all I want to be is a little cell. Right? A little cell as a basic building block. And even the little cell has nine different functions in the body for the sake of the building up of the body. This one ministry.
Yeah, I like Romans 2:2F. There should be the same speaking from different angles. There's a need for many to be raised up to speak the same thing from different angles. You know, we believe that the Lord will raise up many more to carry out the unique ministry. We all have a part in this ministry, which is the one ministry with different functions, different angles, and different aspects. We are not following a man or imitating anyone. However, we are ministry. The same thing. By doing that, the riches are manifest, yet we have a glorious oneness. That is the one ministry, which encompasses many ministries. We are all ministering Christ as life and as everything for the building up of local churches. By doing that, we get to share of all our experiences, subjective experiences of that same thing.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Therefore, having this ministry, as we have been shown mercy, we do not lose heart.
Amen.
I am definitely guilty of losing heart many, many, many times. But you be sober in all things. It's tough to do. Suffer evil. It's no fun. Do the work of an evangelist. That's tough to do. Fully accomplish your ministry. Okay. The Lord has revealed his ministry to us.
Amen.
And when I lose heart, I read the word. And I remember certain verses that give me confidence. Brothers, sisters, saints, you realize that before the foundations of the earth were formed, he put our name in the book of life.
Amen.
Before we were born and developed and got the ministry revealed to us, he put our names in the book of life.
Amen.
Amen. As we were reading some of the hymnals, I think I marked it. I've only got one little bookmark, but I folded it. Okay, I think, 204 is the first one I want to go to. This brought up one of my most favorite verses. It says, give me just a quick second. Okay, in the third, Lord, thy heart alone can measure what thy Father found in me. So before the foundations of the earth were formed, our names were put in the book of life. Before we were born and we grew up and had the ministry revealed to us, did you know before we came to Christ and before we chose him, something else happened in between there? Anybody know what it is? He chose us. He chose us.
Amen.
Gospel of John chapter 15 and 16. It says, this is not, a direct quote, but he doesn't call us slaves or servants anymore, because the slave servants don't know what the master is doing. He's revealed what he's doing.
Amen.
Right. And we did not choose him, he chose us.
Amen.
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 He chose us.
I cannot help. Imagine this morning the Lord has shown me. It's so clear what it is the ministry for. It's unto the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Down on me, that's really such a test. You know, we all realize we all have our personal ministry within this one unique ministry, right? But the test is that our ministry is that for the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Because the contrast we have experienced, so this makes so dear to me, to us, because we can't accept all the ministry, especially the ministry, it's just for building up the local churches. Eventually the local church ends up in New Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. My husband and I thought, what? So where is the body?
Yeah.
You know, so we have to stay within this one unique ministry. It's so clear in the word, the ministry is the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Especially the recovery has been revealed. I am releasing our brother Lee has been releasing, especially the end of his days. He's talking a lot about the reality of the body of Christ.
Amen.
The Lord has been advanced from the procedure of the local church to the body of Christ.
Amen.
So we cannot accept any other ministry which undermine, damaging the unique ministry. Now I also feel is so dear to me. By his mercy, we do not lose heart.
Amen.
We have this ministry.
Amen.
You and me as a little sister, being perfected by all those New Testament ministers through the conference, the training, I didn't realize I do have a part of this ministry. So during all the degradation, whatever happened, decline, he showed us the mercy, we do not lose heart.
Amen.
And also he made us a sufficient minister of Christ.
Amen.
He made us faithful.
Amen.
Also, in order to really have the door of ministry, we need to be constituted, not a gift. But we have to go through revelation and suffering. Then we have been constituted with this one unique ministry.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, it really helped to see these two verses in Ephesians. Ephesians 4, 11 and 12. Right? You have the gifted ones there, the apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers. And they are for the perfecting of the saints. Unto the work of the ministry, comma, unto the building up of the body of Christ. And it really helped here, this portion says, according to the grammatical construction of Ephesians 4:12, the phrase unto the building up of the body of Christ is in apposition to the phrase unto the work of the ministry. So I looked that word up, apposition. And he gave a really good example. It said, the first president of the United States, comma, George Washington. So you could say George Washington, the first president of the United States.
Yeah.
It's the same. They're
same.
Parallel. Yeah. They're referring to one another.
Yeah.
They reference one another. Refer to one another.
Yeah.
Okay, so unto the building up of the body of Christ. Unto the work of the ministry is unto the building up of the body of Christ, or you could put it the other way, unto the building up of the body of Christ is for, or is unto the work of the ministry, this indicates that both phrases refer to the same thing, hence the work of the ministry is the building up of the body of Christ.
Right.
So that really helps. It makes it very obvious that what this ministry is the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
And, you know, saints, it's not enough just to know Christ. We need to know the purpose, right? What
what Christ desires is the church.
Amen.
The building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
So there's many that may know the Lord, right? And minister Christ. But is it for this one ministry?
Yeah, that's right.
Right? The ministers have to be for this one unique ministry.
Yes.
And that's the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
You know, Christ's desire for the build up church, the body of Christ. I just feel that so fortunate, and by his mercy, we are in this ministry.
Amen.
The ministry of the Spirit, the Spirit that gives life.
Amen.
Since we need to treasure the Spirit and life. This week, two particular matters touched me very much. I want to stress this. You know, come to the building. Okay, we know there's a one corporate ministry and many ministers for one goal, for one building up, the body of Christ. So give me an example. This meeting hall, come to this building, right? One maybe build a ceiling, one maybe flooring and wall and so forth. But all for this, for one building.
Right? Yeah.
But the question is this. Do you see the blueprint? If you don't see the blueprint, we begin to build something according to our concept, tradition, our opinion. What's come out of that result, maybe something is not recognized by the body. So even in day two, I touched the matter of 1 Corinthians 3:10. You know what? When we go to see the Lord, everything we build upon this foundation, we need to give account. Everything had to go through fire, a test, whether it's gold, silver, or precious stone. Be careful how you build it. And that particularly related to day six. It's not what we can do for the Lord, or what we serve, or what we can work something out. It's a matter of how much God constituted within us. The constitution matters. That's in the life matter. So I encourage you, the saints, last night, and really, we need to pray, read the last paragraph in day six. You know, talk about Ephesians 4, 11, 12, eventually for the perfecting of the saints. Only the perfected one can carry out this building work, right? And they are give the person. And then they are the perfecting saints. If I'm not perfected, and I don't know what I'm building out of, okay? Is in order to be perfected, we must pay attention to life and to function. The way to be perfected is what? To grow in life and to become skillful in function. And then further says to perfect a saint is to complete him, right? And equip him and also furnish him. It says only by growing in life can we be completed. Saints, again, we need to come back to the life matter, life for building. We need to come and be built up together, and we need to grow in life.
Amen.
All the members of the body of Christ who do the work of the ministry participate in the unique ministry of God's New Testament economy. This unique ministry is the ministry of the Spirit who gives life.
Amen.
All the ministers have their own portion of the ministry. When we add all the portions together, we have this ministry, which is the New Testament ministry.
Amen.
Ephesians 4:12 indicates clearly that to do the work of the ministry is to build up the body of Christ.
Amen.
So the work of the ministry is to build up the body of Christ.
Amen.
The ministry is the service. All the ministers are the serving ones carrying out this service. Amen.
Amen.
So, amen. We all need to praise the Lord that He has appointed us to the corporate ministry that builds up the body of Christ.
Amen.
And brothers and sisters, we are the ministers.
Amen.
To build up the body of Christ.
Amen.
This week has been marvelous to open up this matter of the corporate ministry and the personal ministries that all join together like pieces of a jigsaw puzzle to produce one picture for all to see.
Amen.
Right. this ministry and the ministry, corporate. Then you have my ministry, your ministry, and his ministry, individual. I wanted to say that it's so important that as ministers of the new covenant, we minister gold, silver, and precious stones.
Yes, yes.
I've been around long enough to see the other side.
Yes, that's right.
It ain't pretty.
Yeah.
I was in one locality, Saints, where one of our leading ones became infected by some poisonous ones.
Oh, Lord.
And he wrote a letter to all the members of the whole church. And within 1 month, 50% of the church was gone. Over 100 saints disappeared.
Oh, Lord.
Because they took another ministry, another way. They followed the ambition of somebody who wasn't satisfied just to be a leading one. He wanted more. So, saints, we need to pay attention to the ministry that we have and fully accomplish it for the building up of the body of Christ and not to build ourselves up.
Yeah.
Right. We have something of a cancer which will infect the entire body.
Yes.
So continue to speak and build up the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Continue to speak and build the body of Christ. Amen. In the New Testament, there is only one unique ministry, and to build up the body of Christ. And this ministry is corporate ministry, and every member has a portion in this ministry. And our portion, my personal ministry, it cannot be separate from the corporate ministry. And when we add all the portions together, we have the corporate ministry. And I really enjoy the example of a jigsaw puzzle. So only one puzzle can have only one picture.
Right.
And this picture is composed of many pieces. And there are many, many pieces, but every piece is different.
Right.
So sometimes they look same, but when you put it in a position, you can say, oh, this is not the right one. So we are all different, and because we are all different, we cannot be replaced. We cannot replace one another. I have my portion, and you have your portion. And so if you lose a piece, even though the puzzle still can show the same picture, but it is not complete.
Right.
It has a hole, and anyone cannot replace my portion, that position.
Amen.
So, oh Lord Jesus, even in the world, in the organization, if I cannot do my work, yeah, somebody can replace it, but in the body, we cannot replace. Oh Lord Jesus, so we need every pieces and we need every member. So Lord, let's fully accomplish my ministry in this corporate ministry.
Amen.
Fully accomplish your ministry.
Amen.
That's from 2 Timothy 4:5. But we want to see in what context Paul told Timothy to fully accomplish his ministry. Because two verses before, he says, the time will come when they will not tolerate the healthy teaching, but according to their own lust, they will heap up to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they will turn away their ear from the truth and will be turned aside to myths.
Amen.
So itching ear here is the ear seeking for their own pleasure and own benefit.
Right.
And Brother Lee said, this is not the situation in the world. This is not the situation of Christianity. This is the situation of us today. That's why there's a desperate need of this ministry to counter the decline, the trend of decline of the church.
Amen.
The ministry in 2 Timothy denotes the ministry of the word. We need to be clear in the truth in the Bible, and we need to go back to the beginning, the pure word of God.
Amen.
So we can be constituted with this truth and constituted with the healthy teaching of God's economy.
Yes.
And according to 2 Corinthians 3, 6, this ministry is the ministry of the Spirit,
Amen.
Who gives life.
Amen.
So this ministry is full of truth and life.
Yeah.
That's why Paul ministered. He was constituted with Christ. He was not only constituted of Christ, but he was one with Christ.
Amen.
And that's his being, and that's what he ministered.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Lord,
right.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
May we all be impressed by this
Amen.
Point.
Amen.
So we can come to the Lord and spend time with the Lord.
Yes.
Be infused by his life.
Amen.
And be constituted with this healthy teaching of the ministry.
Amen.
So we can
Amen.
Be the minister of a new covenant to build up the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
So this week when I was reading, I kept seeing that word minister. Ministry, ministry, ministry. Every day, ministry. I said, okay, Lord. You know, the common thought is it's speaking about the ministry, living stream, witnessing. But when I got to day 6, the Lord showed me something, and I went back to day 2, and I saw it. The ministry of the law was the ministry of condemnation unto death.
Mm-hmm.
But the ministry of faith, the New Testament, is the ministry of justification unto life.
Mm.
The ministry mm-hmm. of faith.
Amen.
Saints, God's ministry. The only ministry is a ministry of faith. And we've all been apportioned what? A measure of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of us has faith. And it was when we live by this faith. This is what the word says, live by faith, walk by faith. When we live by this faith, all together, we have the corporate expression of God's ministry,
Amen.
Which is a ministry of faith.
Amen.
Saints, building up yourself in what?
Love.
In
the most
your
holy
most
faith.
Holy faith.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. If we don't live in faith, if we don't walk in faith, even, and I'm a researcher, I read. So I went and read Witness Lee's ministry regarding this matter. And he's very clear. You can have all the teaching, all the books, all of that. But none of that is anything if it's not, as my brother said, according to the Spirit.
Yeah.
It's just knowledge. It's just a gaining of knowledge. And so what is it that's according to the Spirit? How do you turn to your Spirit? Is there a place we go to? Is it? No. We turn to the Spirit by faith. We need to be exercised in this precious faith that we've been given. This is the reality of our Christian life. This is the reality of the church. There is no church life if it is not in faith. Faith, saints, is what we've been given by God. Faith is actually what we should minister every day, all day. We minister. We are ministers of faith.
Amen.
Saints, Lord Jesus. Gain us in such a way.
Amen.
Gain us in such a way that we are fully and completely and absolutely ministers of faith.
Amen. There's a distinction between this matter of ministry and gift that if we're not clear about, then we could deviate from the goal of God's economy.
Mm-hmm.
And in day 3, it brings this out a little bit.
Yeah.
It says, the Spirit who works in the believers is the Spirit of the new covenant ministry that gives life.
Amen.
Within life, there are many elements. The Spirit not only transforms us, but also constitutes the New Testament ministry. Hence, the New Testament ministry is one with the transforming Spirit. And this ministry is a transforming ministry.
Amen.
Paul's ministry was constituted of and with the transforming Spirit.
Amen.
When Paul was ministering, the transforming Spirit was working in the saints.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Today, when we listen to a person who is speaking, is the New Testament ministry, the Spirit works in us to transform us as the divine element being dispensed into our being by the Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
So this matter of ministry has everything to do with the Spirit. We are not ministers of the letter, but we're ministers of the Spirit.
Amen.
And the difference is that something like gift, you could say, well, maybe if you're not clear, you could say, well, my ministry is... someone gave the example last night. My ministry is a rapping ministry. So I'm going to do hip hop, or I'm going to make music for Christ. Or you can say, well, I'm going to go to even this place. I'm going to help to build up these meeting halls. And that's my ministry. Hmm. And we have to be careful that this matter of perhaps our gift, if it's our gift, it doesn't necessarily minister the Spirit. Right. And the difference between even the warning that the brothers are giving us in this matter, we need to become we need to have ministry and not gift, because when we minister gift, well, Lord Jesus, when we are ministers, that means we have revelation plus experience or suffering. And there's no shortcut around this.
Right.
And actually, it's in this portion that we read in D3, it's a matter of constitution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you minister something to someone, they can tell, are you constituted with the Spirit or not? So this is not for the gifted members, this is not for the special members, this is not for the brothers, the leading ones, but this is for all of us.
Amen.
We need to become constituted, and we need to take the way of ministry.
Yeah. Amen.
May the Lord gain all of us through this Spirit that gives us life.
Amen.
I have to follow that, because I appreciate that a lot from Brother Ron's message.
Yeah.
He said, in the exercise of gift, there's always self-glory that accompanies that exercise.
Yeah.
But Brother Lee pointed out that ministry is not merely a gift, but a function produced by the triune God brought into our being. Mm-hmm. For this reason, the minister must pass through a colossally long journey in order for his ministry to be constituted into him. And that may make you feel like, oh, am I ready for this journey? But I appreciate it. It's under the verse, he has made us sufficient.
Amen.
As ministers of a new covenant.
Amen.
And so he said that there are three steps in the accomplishing of this ministry. In the first step, we should say, Lord, this is your word. I say amen to your word. In the second step, we should admit, Lord, I cannot do it.
That's right.
I cannot be it. I cannot endure it. Then the Lord will respond and bring us to the third step. I know, let me do it. Let me be it. Let me endure it.
Amen.
Let me minister to you whatever you need.
Amen.
And so Brother Ron testified that we are here for the Lord to produce ministers with the ministry.
Right.
He said, in response, he had prayed, when he had heard this message by Brother Lee, he simply prayed, Lord, in order to make me one participating in carrying out your ministry, please do whatever you need to do and give me whatever experiences I need to pass through for this ministry to be carried out.
Amen.
I meant that sincerely, and then the perfect will of God was behind that.
Right.
From that Lord's Day morning in 1967 until now, the Lord has been working on me and dealing with me, arranging, allowing all kinds of situations, even recently.
Amen.
In all these things, I recognize that he is answering that prayer. By his mercy and grace, and for the benefit of the body, I am an open vessel for the Lord to do whatever he wants or needs to do. And he said, we should not be afraid of being an open vessel.
Mm-hmm.
Our Sovereign Father, God, knows who we are, what we are, where we are,
Amen.
And what we need to pass through.
Mm-hmm.
He is never wrong.
That's right.
Behind whatever he allows is a love that is indescribable.
Amen.
He is perfecting his sons for the benefit of the body.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Yeah.
Go, Joseph.
Yeah,
well,
there's...
the brother, he asked the question that... recently I was asked by a brother who is not in the Lord's recovery. He's a dear believer seeking the Lord. He asks, what is your ministry? Because he's in the denomination, I think the pastor tried to encourage them to do different work. So I would say, growing up in the Lord's recovery, I don't know what exactly it means, but immediately reminded me of the Ephesians 4:11. There are some evangelists, some apostles, prophets.
Mm-hmm.
But even in my mind, I was thinking he's talking about these gifts. But to me, my understanding is that what is my gift? Ministry is maybe one of these many different functions or these gifts. But actually, I just praise the Lord this week. It clearly, in this verse 12, it says, unto the work of the ministry.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is only one New Testament ministry.
Yeah.
So I didn't give a correct answer. Or the answer, I think. But according to this week, I think the correct answer is we all have one ministry. It's the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And it's just like in day two, it says, brother Lee referred to like construction. Yeah, there are many builders, the workers, but there is only one work, is building up the house. If you ask, I'm doing the work of putting up the door, what is your work? I would say I'm building up the house. I'm not just saying I'm doing the door, because maybe later sometime I would do other work.
Right.
Do the wall, I would do the ceiling more. But yeah, our vision should be we all have the one ministry.
Yeah.
We all have a part in this ministry.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord for this ministry.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord for his faithfulness, for giving us this ministry, and bringing us on. And Joy was talking about this long journey, you know. If you're not ready for it, that doesn't matter. You're in it already. It's going to happen. Praise the Lord. I've been meeting in this way for over 40 years. I was amazed with this week. I'm beginning to get it. Oh, there's a point to all this. We're building up the body of Christ. And it takes each one's portion.
Amen.
Brother, I was so thankful that you said you gave the wrong answer, you know, or what the incorrect answer. But now you've seen it. You're seeing it.
Amen.
Eventually, we'll all see it.
Amen.
We'll all speak it. Amen. But until that time, just keep speaking.
Amen.
Your portion.
Amen.
Joseph.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to follow Joy and Linda. You know that the gifts mentioned in Ephesians 4 are given by the Lord to the body.
Yes.
Yet ministers in 2 Timothy are produced.
Produced. Yeah.
And
perfect.
Jason, do you know when Paul met Timothy for the first time? That's mentioned in Acts 16:1, which is roughly around AD 49 and 50. And you know when Paul wrote 1 Timothy, first epistle to Timothy? Was well into AD 60s. So there is about a time difference between somewhere around 10 to 12 years of time. And now Paul here is talking to Timothy to fulfill his ministry, fully accomplish his ministry.
Wow.
So just like the brother shared in this message, you know, it takes time to produce ministers.
Yeah.
And I really appreciated this verse from 2 Timothy 3:6. We need to know the fact. The verse tells us that God has made us sufficient as ministers of a new covenant.
Amen.
We have a part in this ministry.
Amen.
One time I was in a meeting, a brother had to encourage me. I was very timid. I was quiet. And at the end of the meeting, the brother walked up to me with a loving heart. Brother, if we were a church. No, actually he said, in some locality, this size of a meeting is the size of the church. Basically, that brother was encouraging me to function in the meetings because it takes each and every member to build up the body of Christ.
Amen.
Just like Sister Pearl mentioned, in this puzzle, each piece counts.
Amen.
But each piece, doesn't represent its own picture.
Yes. Yes,
it's
right.
Part of the unique ministry.
Amen.
In which we have a function to fulfill.
Amen.
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 Yeah. Amen.
I'm not concluding, I'm just sharing. You know, I appreciate all the speaking this morning because it's concerning the One Ministry and our portion as members in the body that have a portion in this ministry.
That's right.
And the example I like to use is the body parts, the nose, the eyes, the ear. They're kind of a ministry. They render a service to us.
Yeah.
The eyes see, but the eyes need the nose. The mouth needs the eyes to know where to put the fork. I mean, you could feel it, but it would be so much more convenient to see what you're putting in and how you're putting it in, right? A problem that many of us have is we want to be the nose, the mouth, and the eye.
Yeah.
But we need to be satisfied with our portion in the ministry.
Yeah.
Some try to supersede that and overfunction, and some underfunction. The next question I have is, what is the litmus test of whether you should receive a ministry or not? It's very clear. The litmus test is, does this ministry or does this service build up the body of Christ? Or does it tear down the body of Christ? Or does it build up itself? And there are a lot of ministries today that only build up itself. It's like the example he gave about the house. You know, there are the different parts building. It's ridiculous if they're just building the building, the wall, and they're building. I mean, what are you doing? Oh, I'm building a wall. It's just an endless wall. Okay, or floor. What a mess that would be. But if we have the same blueprint. If we have the blueprint, we build up the same thing.
That's right.
Praise the Lord for this ministry. It has opened up the blueprint for all of us so we could see what is going on. We are building up the one body of Christ.
Amen.
So all our portions should be for the one body and nothing else.
Amen.
Everything should be for the church.
Amen.
Not for me, not for you, and not for whatever else is going on.
Right.
May the Lord give us the eyes to see, the heart to do, to build up the body of Christ.
I want to add a 20 seconds. If you don't see the blueprint, what you do, be with those who see the blueprint. Right? Those are gifted ones. You know what? Through blending and fellowship. That's what at the end of Brother Lee's ministry mentioned, blending and fellowship. Just follow those gifted ones and you see the vision.
Amen. 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 Thank God, Lord. We are in the One Ministry.
Amen. First Timothy 1:12 says, I give thanks to him who empowers me, Christ Jesus our Lord, that he has accounted me faithful, appointing me to the ministry. I really enlightened that to carry out this one ministry and this new covenant. The Lord pointed us to ministry in the body. So to fulfill the corporate New Testament ministry, we need to minister Christ to Christ others with who gives life. I really enlightened that this living spirit who gives life should be described into us. So this transforming spirit should be one with us to fulfill this ministry. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we want to more open to the Lord to cooperate this ministry.
Amen.
All right. Wow, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, there's so much to touch here. Okay, so brothers and sisters, we have the blueprint.
Yes.
You know, not that any of us have a boast. I don't boast. I didn't have anything to do with this blueprint, but I've been entrusted with it. You know, all the brothers that have gone before us, you know, we're just here standing on the shoulders of all these ones. And we have, it's the completing ministry has been put into our hands.
Amen.
Right, the consummate. It's been consummated. All the way to New Jerusalem. So we have the blueprint to build the New Jerusalem. That's what's been given to us. And this is the New Testament ministry. It's corporate and it's also personal. But the personal is not in contrast to the corporate. It's just one with the corporate. So I just want to highlight a few points and then mainly just camp out on the last day, day six. So it says here in the first day, concerning there just being one ministry, all the apostles carried out the same ministry to bear the unique testimony of the incarnated, resurrected, and ascended Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, two words here, same and unique. They all, John had his angle, right. Peter had his, Paul had his. But they're all in the New Testament. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's the same one ministry.
Right.
So this is the, and it's for this unique testimony.
Amen.
And intrinsically, and we'll see it in the last point, when we speak about the ministry, the New Testament ministry, which is also can be translated service, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. It is unique. And the ministry, we can see it in Ephesians 3, where Paul said, to me, this is verse 8, to me less than the least of all saints was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles what? The unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. That's very striking. It's not redemption or salvation or whatever many other things he could say, but the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. And then when you go down further, just a couple verses later, he says, in order that now, to the rulers and the authorities and the heavenlies, the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church.
Yeah.
So you have a steward, a minister of the unsearchable riches of Christ, and then in verse 10, a couple of verses later, you have the church.
Amen.
So there's a wonderful note here. It says, as revealed in verse 8, the church is produced from the unsearchable riches of Christ.
Yeah.
The church is produced from the unsearchable riches of Christ. When God's chosen people partake of and enjoy the riches of Christ, they are constituted with those riches to be the church. So the church just comes out of the constitution of the riches of Christ.
That's right. Amen.
So what does the steward do? He ministers. He supplies the unsearchable riches of Christ.
Amen.
So whatever your ministry is in the body of Christ, it's to do this one thing.
Yes.
It's to minister the unsearchable riches of Christ that you've experienced and enjoyed.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
That's what builds up the body of Christ. Nothing else.
Yes.
Not this kind of ministry or that kind of ministry. There's only one ministry. It's the ministry of Christ.
Amen.
Okay, so based on that, in Roman numeral 2, A3, Ron brought up this point. Paul was one with Christ and had been constituted of Christ. It's one thing to be one with Christ. It's something more to be constituted with Christ.
Yeah.
To be constituted means he's taken in the riches.
That's right.
Thus, his ministry was a ministry of the Christ who had been constituted into his being. This implies a crucified and resurrected life.
Amen.
So this is something much more, as was pointed out, than gift.
Yeah.
Gift is something that we may just have naturally.
Yes.
We may be a gifted, eloquent speaker. We may be a gifted singer. We may be a gifted organizer. We may be a gifted whatever, whatever. This does not build up the body of Christ.
No.
Ministry builds up the body of Christ.
Amen.
And ministry comes through revelation plus suffering.
Yeah.
Revelation plus suffering. That's how ministry gets produced.
Yeah.
It's not just gift. You may be gifted naturally to do many things, but that doesn't mean you're qualified to build up the body of Christ. We need revelation concerning Christ, and then we need to pass through a long tunnel of suffering in order that what comes out of us is Christ.
Amen.
For the building up of the body of Christ. And then on day five, he brought up this point, every member has his own ministry, right? There's the corporate and personal. says our personal ministry should not be separate from the corporate ministry, which we've had in the recovery. Some people's personal ministry was separate from the corporate ministry. They were doing a work within the work. They were building up their own empire, their own thing within the work of the recovery. Doesn't fit.
That's right.
Eventually, you'll just get spit out. Not because somebody's throwing you out. It's just what's going to happen. Because this is the Lord's recovery.
Right?
So our personal ministry should just be one with the corporate ministry. And then under F, he brought up another point. There should be the same speaking from different angles. Same speaking. There is the need for many to be raised up to speak the same thing from different angles. He said, don't try to speak from a different angle. If you try to speak from a different angle, he said, that's the self. Don't try. Just try to be one with everybody. Just try your best. Just to speak what? The same thing. And when you speak that same thing, it's going to come out from the angle of Titus or Armando or Crossville. But it's the same thing. Right? That's the riches in the body of Christ. It's not something different. It's not something unique. Right, in that sense of being something, you know, distinct from others. Don't try to speak your own thing from your own angle. Brother Lee said, everything that I have I received from Watchman Nee. I mean, consider that. If the minister of this age says something like that, what do I have to say? Everything I have received. I don't have any new revelations from you. I don't have any special light for you. All I have for you is what I've received. Standing on the shoulders of all those that have gone before us. That's the New Testament ministry. And that builds up the body of Christ. Okay, so my time is up, but I just want to read you C, because, or 3, for the perfecting of the saints under the work of the ministry, under the building up of the body of Christ. Ron reminded us in this message again that Brother Nee, this was the verse that concerned him the most. Well, actually 16. Concerning the building, the operation and the measure of each one part, causing the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. So all the gifted ones, apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers, they perfect the saints unto the work of the ministry mentioned in verse 12. They don't do the direct building as the saints shared. It's the gifted ones. It's all saints. The many gifted persons have only one ministry. What is their one ministry? Like we said earlier, it's to minister Christ for the building up of the body of Christ. This is unique ministry. The perfecting of the saints is unto the work of the ministry, and the work of the ministry is unto the building up of the body of Christ. So the matter of perfecting is huge. This verse has not been fulfilled in church history. And to a large degree, it has not been fulfilled among us. All the functions should be perfected. This is why, brothers and sisters, we are so burdened to get into the matter of the grouping of the saints. Because the goal of the groups is perfecting unto the work of the ministry. And so in all these areas, whether it's apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers, in the last day had all the different aspects of their perfecting work. So we want to get into this more. We do have some patterns in the body of Christ of churches where saints are getting perfected. So we want to follow this pattern because until this verse is fulfilled, the body of Christ can't be built up and the Lord can't come back. But thank the Lord, to end on a very positive note, this is the Lord's recovery. This is our commission. This is our burden. And this is our ministry. How blessed we are, brothers and sisters, to have a part in this ministry.
Wow. What a full dish.
We all have a part in this ministry. So this is announcement time. And then before we do the announcements, we'd like to see who's visiting us, who's not been around here for a while, or who is new among us. We can start in this section. You can introduce yourself, your name, or wherever you're from.
Sorry, just to interject, because I should have done this earlier. I'm sorry. John wanted to get baptized. Is that right, John?
Do we have someone?
Yeah, so John would like to get baptized. So the water's ready. He just needs to get ready, and we need to get a couple brothers to baptize him. Our dear brother would like to have a new beginning. I don't know if you have anything you want to share. Did you want to share anything?
Yeah, please.
I just didn't want to wait till the very end because then
thanks for being here to testify.
Thanks, praise the Lord.
Amen.
What to say, but I think
think the Lord allows me to say, you know, I want to repent. I am asking for mercy from him.
Amen.
You know, I'm a church kid. I've been going for a long time. I would like to repent to y'all too. I haven't been here. Also, I would just like to repent to many of you. Mm-hmm. You know who you are. And he's revived me again.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I didn't have a thorough clearing and a thorough, you know, experience, but here I am.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, John, you can go back and then.
So we need two people to help baptizing. Okay, good. One more. There's clones back there to help too. Okay.
All right. Amen.
Okay, take care of it. All right. So any visitors on this side? No. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Amen. Justin, okay, welcome. Hallelujah. From this section? None? Okay, anyone from this section? Nay? How about this section? Anyone visiting or new? No? Okay, all right. We have a few announcements. Some of them are lengthy, so that means you have to listen carefully. So first of all, we're going to be in Galatians. The life study of Galatians will be in message 21 and 22. Okay? So that's just for this coming week. Then some important items. Opportunity to pursue hospitality. Is it all? We still need people? Just a couple? Okay, so now we just need one couple. And if you have any questions, you can direct them to Mark Jackman, or you could direct them to Mark Cheeb, and the phone numbers are in the message here.
They're from
San Diego. They'll be here from March 26th to the 28th, tonight, and they will need breakfast on Thursday and Friday morning. If possible, the visiting saints would like to have dinner with their host on Wednesday. Of course, if you're working, you need to work something out. Okay, and there's also hospitality need for a couple from Houston from the 28th to the 30th, okay? And that's the couple you're talking about, is that right? Okay, good. So the 28th to the 30th, there's the need for a couple, okay? So if you can provide hospitality, okay, you can check with Mark. Next item, the new Holy Word for Morning Revival is available for sale in the book room. You can also, you know, get it online or download it on your device. The Holy Word for Morning Revival is experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ too, right? That's volume 3 is on sale in the book room and in the districts for $5.50, okay? So, and the ministry of the Word is also available for $13. Community Sisters, Tea Time in the Homes, April 12th. That's coming up in a few weeks. There will be a Community Sisters Tea Time from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, April 12th, in various homes around Austin. Sign up, and there's a link here. Full-time training center in London, okay? There is a need to vastly expand the full-time training center in London, which is crucial for the Lord's move in all of Europe. However, the funds have run out. The church in Austin would like to contribute $50,000. If you feel that, if you feel to make an offering for this purpose through the church offering box, please designate your offering with the words FTTL or London Training Center. We are about 42,000 up to date. Okay, so we're very close. Amen. We just got a little bit of ways to go.
Amen. Yeah.
Then the 2025 Austin Family Day Camp. Details are down below. There's a day camp, June 11th through the 14th, and the 25th through the 28th. So local saints have the priority until the 8th of March, which is already gone. It's now the 23rd. And other localities, such as San Antonio, San Marcos, Elgin Temple, and Waco,
Registration will be closed on the 22nd to allow adequate time to prepare for the family camp. So it's the 23rd, right?
Yeah.
All right. So the door is closed, I heard. All right. But I don't know if there's a back door. Anyway. All right. So one last set of announcements related to the children. Okay. We always have kiddos here, you know. There are a whole bunch of them in the back. K through 6 can be picked up in the back at the playground, and toddlers will be in their cabins. All right? So little bitty ones are in their cabins, and all the others are running around in the back. Okay, are there any other announcements, brothers? No details? If there's nothing else, then we're free to go.
Yeah. The baptism.
The baptism.
Wait! Should we pray